But what do you do when life hurts? I mean, we all need to know how to answer the question, because at some point we are all going to deal with pain in our lives. That's the topic of a brand new book by Amber Swenson. She's a wife, she's a mother, she's a speaker, and an author of 8 books. And also, she blogs and contributes to a podcast called Time of Grace. And she's with us right now. Amber, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The title of your book is called You Can Trust God When Life Hurts. And I'm sure if you told that to someone at the time they're hurting, it might not ring very true.
Yeah, it can be hard. I think part of the reason I wrote this book is twofold. Once I wanted to fortify people who are not yet hurting or who might not be in a stage of hurting right now. But also I wanted to give them that lifeline for if they are hurting, if they're in the middle of struggle, because that is exactly when we need those words of confidence and assurance from God's word, that sometimes we don't know where to look to get to those promises. And sometimes we just need those examples and those specific things to point to that say, no, you can trust God. Even now, if you're drowning or you feel like you're drowning, he's still there.
Yeah. I think a lot of times we say those things and we believe them, but experientially, when the rubber meets the road, it is a different thing, isn't it?
Oh, 100% for all of us. And that's one of the key things that I've learned, is that it's a really hard thing to go through struggles alone. And we don't have to. Even Joseph, when he was in prison, the warden had favor on him. God caused the warden to have favor on him. You see the same thing with Daniel. You know, he was in multiple situations that were life-threatening, but God always put someone there. And he was there himself. Sometimes God just shows up with, you know, his help, or with an angel, like the 3 men in the fiery furnace. So we have to just keep our eyes open to the ways that God is providing, because he's always there.
And in the book, too, you address the fact that when people are hurt, often their response is to lash out. And we can do that, even though, you know, it may not be intentional. We're just coming from that place of hurt. But you say that that cycle doesn't have to perpetuate itself. Can you explain that a little bit, too?
Yeah, that is a huge thing. And unfortunately, it happens way too often. When we're hurt, we tend to lose our patience with other people. We tend to not always act like the Christian we want to be. And we don't have to buy into that. We can excuse it easily enough. We can be saying, you know, I'm going through a really hard time. I don't have time to deal with everybody else's messes. Or I'm not going to drive, you know, the way I should today, because look at all I'm going through at home. But if we switch that around just a little bit and think about how, you know, whether we act in a way to glorify God or not, we're still struggling with the same pain. The difference is how all the other people around us get to interpret life or see life. If we're hurting other people, we're not being a very good witness that, you know what, even when things are going wrong, God is still on the throne. And I've learned it's so much easier to get people's love and help and the things that we really want if we're not lashing out at them. So as hard as it can be, and the temptation is certainly there if we're going through something, to just say, you know what, I don't care about anybody else's life. I've got enough to deal with. But boy, the blessing comes when we turn that around a little bit and say, no, I'm going through hard things, but you probably are too, and we're just going to honor God.
Well, Amber, if somebody's hurting right now and they're just kind of, it's so raw. What is the first place maybe they should go to if say they don't have a support group or anything around them, just something that they can take an action on right away?
I have a couple of suggestions. First of all, find somebody to pray with. I have found that during the hardest times of my life, having one other believer to just go to and pour out my heart before the throne of God can just be life-changing. And I know it can be so hard to go back week after week after week when nothing is changing. And yet, that is exactly how we get the strength we need to go through. The Bible is full of examples of people that have been carried by God. You don't have to go far. Old Testament, New Testament, the book of Genesis is jam-packed with people that were in really hard situations and how God rescued them time and time again. And every time that we open the Bible, that is supposed to be our little nudge that, you know, God was with all our forefathers in the past and nothing's changed. He's going to be with us yet today. And then, of course, at Time of Grace, we offer all kinds of resources. We have a website and we have podcasts available. And all you have to do is type in a word, worry, hurt, prodigal, whatever. We have so many. We have books, podcasts, blogs, so many things that can help. Just if you need something little to get through today.
And the book is called You Can Trust God When Life Hurts by Amber Albee Swenson, who's been our guest. Thanks, Amber.
Thanks so much for having me.